This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Donald Trump contradicts his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it disrespectful.
Unworthy of the presidency of the United States.
House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson says it's a reminder the Trump immigration agenda is not about keeping the nation safe, but about partisan politics and simply being cruel. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up faster, more powerful networks.
The race to 5G is a race America must win, and it's a race, frankly, that our great companies are now involved in. We've given them the incentive they need. It's a race that we will win.
Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it, a decade-long extension of an existing program. Israeli planes targeted a military position near the province of Hama in Syria Saturday, but the Syrian air defenses intercepted it and downed some of the rockets, according to Syrian state television Saturday. Citing military sources, Sana News Agency and Syrian state television said that Israeli aircraft had targeted one of their military positions towards the city of Masyaf. This is